The FBI is the strong arm of the Democrat Party. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. You know the routine. Please, if you're watching on Facebook, go ahead and type in exclamation point notify. Type that in, exclamation point notify. It will allow you to get notifications in the future. You can always turn them off. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up and share this video, please. And the same thing on Rumble. Hit the thumbs up and share the video. Okay, let's get right into it. So there was a hearing today. There was a hearing about the corruption that the FBI has been doing. Now, we all know that it's been happening, and they haven't really been hiding it. But they're still denying it. The FBI paid $3+ million to Twitter to suppress information about the Biden laptop. They deliberately went to him. And of course, Christopher Wray, he's like, we don't do such a thing. We didn't do such a thing. We're not in the business of suppressing the American people's voice. Really? If that's not your business, then why are you doing it? That's the question. My question is, okay, the hearings. Okay, we have the hearings. They talk about it. Christopher Wray, he's going to lie or he's going to deny up and down, left and right, forwards and backwards. He's going to deny everything. No accountability, no responsibility, not taking responsibility for the actions that he and the FBI have been doing to the American people. Of course, will we ever expect them to take any responsibility? Well, anyways, listen to Matt Gaetz. I'm going to play this. I'm going to come right off. I'm going to play this for you. Listen to what Matt Gaetz say. For those of you that didn't see this, this is going to be a treat. But it's time for action. It is literally time for action. We can talk all day long. We all know that Christopher Wray and the FBI, the Epsilon, the seventh floor, we all know that they're corrupt and criminal. They've been protecting the Biden crime family. So we need action.
And my Democrat colleague just asked the director.
Oh, and really, really quick. So one of the Democrats, in the very beginning, one of the Democrats asked Christopher Wray about him paying for data, right? When the Republicans asked him, he said, we don't do that. We don't pay for data, because they brought up how the FBI was paying or was getting data from Bank of America because of the transactions that you, the American people, were making. And then they went to Bank of America and said, hey, if you see Americans that have purchased anything that they could defend themselves in the future against tyranny, we want to know about it. So Bank of America, for any transaction that you did, if you have a Bank of America account and you did a transaction and the federal government deemed that it may be a problem, they handed that information over to the FBI. And they said that they paid for this data, even told the Democrats. But when the Republicans asked the question, no, we don't do that. But when the Democrat turned around and asked the same question in a different way, oh yeah, we pay for data. Matt Gaetz, bring it to light. Listen.
Director of the FBI, whether or not they are buying information about our fellow Americans. And the answer is, well, we'll just have to get back to you on that. It sounds really complicated, but I have other questions. I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
That's exactly what it is. It's 100% shakedown. That's exactly what it is. But he won't acknowledge it. And the reason why Matt Gaetz is bringing it up, because the FBI is looking the other way. See, that's tangible proof. That's factual proof. No one is denying. Except for the Democrats, of course, they deny everything to their, you know, down there with Satan. And even then, they're going to still deny the truth. But any rational thinking person is not denying the fact that Hunter Biden made this comment. And they have this proof. They're not denying that it's factual. They just want to say it's
Russia.
I'm surprised they haven't said it's Russian propaganda as of yet. But they can't truly deny that it's Hunter Biden.
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Short answer, yes.
Absolutely not. The FBI
You won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you. But let's go from the uncurious to the downright nosy.
See, this is why I like Matt Gaetz. This is why I like Matt. Matt Gaetz is one of the politicians that I've met before, and he's remained the same. Matt Gaetz actually put me in a documentary that he's done. Him, myself, and Ben Burquam. He put us in his documentary. But he's still been the same, and he comes out hitting hard. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or if you're Democrat, and actually Christopher Wray is a registered Republican. Did y'all know that? He's a rhino, of course. He's no different than Mitch McConnell. But nonetheless, he's a registered Republican. And Matt Gaetz is still hammering him because of all the corruption. And see, Christopher Wray, along with the other rhinos, they did what they did and are doing what they're doing because they want to do everything they can to prevent the greatest president in our lifetime from returning into the White House.
How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the inspector general said. The inspector general said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the inspector general?
I'm not sure. Actually, that's a correct characterization of the inspector general's.
You hear this? See, he does this all the time throughout the hearings. I'm not sure that's a great characterization of what the attorney general said or anything that comes up during this hearing. He said that constantly. I don't think that's correct, you know, characterization of what you're saying. I don't agree to it, even though it's factual, even though it's true that the FBI did this. See, he's not denying that it happened. This is his way of saying, you know, putting it at these talking points out there for the Democrats and saying there's no evidence of it. There's no evidence of it because he didn't come out and say, yes, that did happen. He just said, I don't agree with that characterization of it. Not the fact that it didn't happen. I just don't agree with it.
The internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch.
Wow.
Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers. I sit here right now. What I can
seems like a number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch?
I mean, really? Okay, well, I guess one question that Matt Gaetz didn't bring up and no one else brought up is like, how many times do you think is enough? How many times is too much for the FBI to break the law? How many times? How many times? I mean, how many? Since you don't know the number, see this is what I would be asking. Since you don't know the number, how many times? It's too many times for the FBI to break the law. If you ask me, it's just one. One is too many. One is too many. But he's not denying that it's in the thousands that the FBI has broke the law, done this unlawful activity. And they did this unlawful activity on the request of the Democrat Party.
Especially if it's like over a million to not know that number. And I'm worried about your veracity on the subject as well. Play the video.
So this is where he get him in the gotcha game. Watch this.
Letters for investigation of the Capitol. I don't believe FISA is remotely implicated in our investigation.
So there, Senator Lee's asking you whether or not FISA was in any way involved in your January 6th investigation, and you say no. Was that truthful?
I said that I did not believe it was.
Okay, so now let's pull up what the court said, which was something a little different than what you said. So here, nope, that's not the right one. Yeah, here we go, right there. It says, the government has reported additional significant violations of the querying standard, including several relating to the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol. So I guess the question, Director Ray, is, did you not know when you were answering these questions that the FBI was engaging in these illegal searches, or did you perjure yourself to Senator Lee?
Yeah, he did perjure himself to Senator Lee, but watch how he deflects from it.
I certainly didn't perjure myself. At the time that I testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I didn't have that piece of information. I will add...
Well, that was a court order. You didn't have that piece of information because the court hadn't yet rendered a judgment. Did you not know when you gave the untruthful answer before Senator Lee that this was going on?
It was a truthful answer. I did not believe FISA had been involved in January 6th.
But it was. So you didn't... The answer is the FBI has broken so bad that people can go and engage in queries that when you come before the Congress to answer questions, you're like blissfully ignorant. You're blissfully ignorant as to the unlawful queries. You're blissfully ignorant as to the Biden shakedown regime. And it just seems like it gets into a kind of a creepy place as well. Go to our next image on what the court said. Like, just so the American people realize, the court has smacked you down, alleging or ruling FBI personnel apparently conducted queries for improper personal reasons. People were looking themselves up. They were looking their ex-lovers up. Who has been held accountable or fired as a consequence of the FBI using the FISA process as their like creepy personal snoop machine?
There have been instances in which individuals have had disciplinary action and who are no longer with it. I can't get into it here, but we can follow back up
but
with
don't you. Don't you see that that's kind of the thing, Director Ray, that you preside over the FBI that has the lowest level of trust in the FBI's history? People trusted the FBI more when J. Edgar Hoover was running the place than when you are. And the reason is because you don't give straight answers. You give answers that later a court deems aren't true. And then at the end of the day, you won't criticize an obvious shakedown when it's directly in front of us. Yep. And it appears as though you're whitewashing the conduct of corrupt people.
Respectfully, Congressman, in your home state of Florida, the number of people applying to come work for us and devote their lives working for us is up over 100%.
Listen to this. We're deeply proud of them, and they deserve better than you.
Ooh, they deserve better than you, 100%. 100%. I'm so glad that Matt Gaetz let him have it.
I mean, what on earth does that have to do with anything? He's like, if we're so bad, do you want to come work with us? Well, you know why?
He's doing that. He's doing that because he wants people to believe that everybody is running to join the FBI.
You know what?
Can you put the comments on the screen real quick? I'm wondering, how many people are running to join the FBI?
There are people in Florida that want to make the FBI better. That's what I would have said.
Yeah, but you know what? They deserve better. They deserved. We got a Rumble rant. Well, thank you so much for the Rumble rant. Thank you so much. I see it right there on the screen. You know, so let me ask y'all a question. Do you think Christopher Wray is being trustworthy on here? Do you think he's being truthful? Do you think he's being truthful in his hearing? Now, I know many of y'all probably have seen clips here and there where they're talking about this hearing, but I want y'all to listen to one more here. Or a couple more, actually. But I want y'all to listen to this one because this one was with Chip Roy. Chip Roy lets him have it.
Firm report.
And Danchenko explained that the dossier allegations were BS, yet the FBI did not reveal that to the FISA court. Instead, the FBI continued to use those allegations in two more sworn FISA applications about President Trump and Putin, correct?
Well, again, I want to let Mr. Durham's report speak for itself.
Okay, but as director of the FBI, those are the facts of the FBI under your watch. The FBI conducted...
Well, no, sir. I'm sorry. It's important. Not under my watch. Those are the facts.
I'm getting to the part under your watch. Okay. The FBI conducted an internal investigation of Auten and sought to suspend him, but Auten appealed, correct?
I can't discuss a specific pending personnel matter.
Okay, well, according to recent reports, those are the facts.
You know what? Everything, when it's directly under him, I can't get into specific personnel matters, right? And nothing's classified. Just like the people who signed off to arrest the Catholic member that was you know, protesting against abortion, the FBI, there was five members, to my understanding, five members signed off on it. And they asked him, well, who, and Jim Jordan said, can we talk to these people that signed off that violate the First Amendment, your religious freedoms? Who are the people? Even, I mean, everything's in there because he was protesting your First Amendment rights. You get to assemble peacefully. He was assembling peacefully. Five FBI agents signed off on it. Jim Jordan and other Republicans have requested to talk to them, and Ray is preventing it from happening. He's preventing it from happening because it's a straight up violation of the U.S. Constitution.
Nevertheless, in 2020, after Senators Grassley and Johnson highlighted evidence of potential financial crimes and corruption against the Biden family, the FBI assigned Auten to compile an assessment which was used to characterize the Biden revelations as Russian disinformation. The evidence Grassley and Johnson had collected were mostly financial records and could easily have been corroborated as authentic. And by then, the FBI had the Hunter laptop in its possession for over a year, so it knew the lucrative payments of the Bidens from corrupt and anti-American regimes were authentic. How on earth did the FBI empower an agent under investigation for potentially corrupt performance and abuse of FISA in one politically fraught investigation, a Democrat operative-driven case against President Trump, to play a key role and to undermine a second politically fraught investigation, a case against the Bidens? How's that possible? How can you allow that to occur in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as my colleagues on the other side of the aisle say, the elite law enforcement agency of the United States? How does that occur?
I can't, at the moment, discuss a pending personnel matter.
Again, pending personnel matter, right? They turn all of the corruption that the FBI has been doing into a internal personnel matter, meaning I'm not going to answer any of your questions because we've turned it into a personnel, internal personnel matter. That's admission of guilt, if you ask me.
I can tell you that every employee who in any way touched the Crossfire Hurricane matter has been referred to our Office of Professional Responsibility, our disciplinary
arm. Are you concerned about this activity by the FBI and what was communicated to the FISA court? Does that concern you as the director of the FBI?
I consider the conduct that was described in the Durham report as totally unacceptable and unrepresentative of what I see from the FBI every day and must never be allowed to happen again.
And have there been consequences as a result? Is Mr. Auten, has he had consequences?
Well, again, I can't speak to pending personnel matters, as you would perhaps remember from your own time in law enforcement.
I mean, really? I mean, you can't make this up. Everything's a pending personnel matter. I mean, everything that they're truly guilty of is now an internal personnel matter.
Because we were working closely with Mr. Durham and I assigned agents to help him, at his request, we slowed down the administrative process to allow his investigation to complete itself. Now that it is complete, our personnel processes are very much ongoing.
Well, I think it is more than troubling that under your watch, we see that this continued to occur and you have Auten being continued to be empowered after there was an investigation and after there was an effort by the FBI to look into why he would go to the FISA court and give wrong information. I mean, the issue here has been wrapped up in a cloud of politics, but the fact is the American people deserve to know how the FISA court is being abused and how it's being abused against the former president and against them in light of the reports that we saw Mr. Johnson from Louisiana put forward that was in a court filing and a court report. I want to move on to another topic. On September 23rd, 2022, 20 heavily armed agents stormed the home of Mark Houck. You're familiar with this?
I'm familiar with the Houck case a little bit, yes.
And this was after Mr. Houck's lawyer reached out and said he would appear voluntarily because the incident in question occurred almost in a year earlier in October of 2021, so a year earlier. And the question here I have, local authorities investigated the incident but concluded there was no case. After the jury met for roughly an hour, Houck was acquitted. How on earth did Mark Houck end up having the FBI send several armed agents along with local authorities to arrest him at gunpoint? And do you approve it? Did you?
Now listen, this one he's going to break in. It wasn't at gunpoint. It wasn't at gunpoint. Really? Every single raid or every single time I've seen FBI go with multiple people, they have the guns drawn. Right. When they went and arrest Roger Stone, remember the CNN, the Communist News Network, they had front row seats so they can make sure they get exclusive footage on them arresting Roger Stone. they went at gunpoint. Like Roger Stone was a hardened criminal, like he was the cartel or something. They do that. And listen, Christopher Wray is going to straight up lie.
Do you approve of that?
Well, let me start where you ended. Decisions about the manner of an arrest are not something that the FBI director approves. I defer to and rely on the judgment of the experienced career agents on the ground who have both the most intimate understanding of the facts and of the training experience to decide how best to effectuate an arrest.
Do you know who did order it?
And my understanding is that that arrest was conducted in our Philadelphia division by career agents with a combined 40 years of FBI experience.
Do you approve of the raid now in retrospect? Well, do you think it was appropriate? Do you think it was appropriate for a father to have armed FBI agents along with local agents go to his home, arrest him at gunpoint for alleged violation of the FACE Act a year after the alleged incident and after the father had said through his lawyer that he would appear voluntarily? Do you believe that FBI agents should go to the home of a father in Philadelphia suburbs?
I'm not going to second guess the judgment of the career agents on the ground who made the determination.
But your job.
That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he's supposed to do. What is Christopher Wray's position in the FBI? What is his position?
I mean, he's over the Department of Justice.
What is his position, right?
He's the FBI.
They answer to him, right? So isn't it his job to make sure that everyone underneath him, they're doing their jobs in the correct way?
And you know what, Will?
And he says he doesn't want to undermine him, don't want to question him.
Yeah, and he even said in his interview that he has visited every single FBI headquarters agency throughout our country, some even twice. That's because he's over all of them, and he admits it by saying that.
You know what? That's a very good point. And listen, because Chip Roy actually calls him out on it. Listen.
The judgment of the career agents on the ground who made the determination.
But your job is to second guess and look at what they are doing. Your job is to review what they do. Your job is to protect the American people from a tyrannical FBI storming the home of an American family.
And that's exactly what it is, a tyrannical FBI. I've been saying that for a year now, years actually, because of all the corruption that they've been doing. A tyrannical FBI. And see, Chip Roy calling them a tyrannical FBI, that gets under the skin of Christopher Wray. Watch.
I could not disagree more with your description of the FBI as tyrannical.
I don't believe it's tyrannical that FBI agents were a part of storming a father's home in suburban Philadelphia.
I'm the gentleman, Chairman. Time of the gentleman's expired. Witness may respond, and then we'll move to our next witness.
Sir, respectfully, they did not storm his house. They came to his door. They knocked on his door and identified themselves. They asked him to exit. He did without incident. Whenever our agents conduct an arrest, they are armed. Our agents are armed virtually all the time, as you may remember from your own experience as a prosecutor.
It's always at gunpoint.
You know what? They have video footage.
It is always at gunpoint.
We saw video footage of that arrest. They literally gathered outside his home, gunpoint, walking towards
the
house.
It's always
they yelled,
at gunpoint.
They did megaphone giving him directions to come out of the house, that they were all armed. That is a raid. He had no idea what was happening.
That is at, in the comments, let me know, is that at gunpoint when the FBI showed up at his door armed? Is that at gunpoint or is that not at gunpoint? Did they leave all of their weapons in their vehicles? Or did they show up at the door and they have their hands on them, have their rifles? Is that not at gunpoint?
Is that not a raid?
Just because they're not directing, pointing it at him, is still at gunpoint. Is it not? Yes, sir. Put the comments on the screen for me. This is like the most craziest thing ever. Is it or is it not at gunpoint? If the FBI shows up at your home and they're all armed and you don't go out, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to storm. They're going to kick down your door. Right? They're going to kick down your door. As soon as they see you, what do? They point the weapon at you. My buddy Josh in California, the FBI showed up at his door. Josh is not, he's not a hardened criminal. He's not cartel. He's been down to the border with me, been down to the border by himself. He's been to different places. They went to his house. Gunpoint. Every time they show up, it's at gunpoint. Is it not? So for Christopher Wray to say, no, the FBI, they don't do it at gunpoint. They have guns in them, but they don't have go at gunpoint. What else is it? If the, that's the only reason why the FBI has any power right now, because they'll show up at your door at gunpoint. Because if the FBI didn't have any guns, people would not adhere to them. Not a criminal organization. They'd be like, I don't respect you. I don't recognize your authority. But because they show up at your home with weapons, you don't have a choice. You either do that or they will shoot you. Am I wrong?
I mean, they talked about that raid a number of times. Holly's talked about it. He actually brought it up in a hearing, and they didn't deny that it was a raid. Now, all of a sudden, Christopher Wray gets in this hearing and goes, well, it wasn't a raid. That every single time they do something like that, they were trying to portray it as something they that wasn't wrong.
Exactly.
Right? Why did you even go into this house at gunpoint? That's what I would ask. Why were you there?
It was like, a year later? It was even a year later. And he says, yes, I'll go in and talk to him. They said, no, we don't want him to come in and talk to us. Let's go to his house, gunpoint, and bring him in. Bring him in. Now, let me share this with you, because this kind of pertains to social media. Pertains to the platform that we're on right now. You know, we're on Facebook right now. We're on YouTube right now. And, of course, we are on Rumble. Well, the whole point of this meeting, of this hearing, rather, was to talk about the FBI getting involved with big tech companies and censoring them, the FBI covering up information with the Hunter Biden crime, with the Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, all of the activities that they've been doing. Well, listen to this one here. And I played some of this when I was on my LFA network, but I want to play this again because it's so important. This is really important that everyone that have not seen this to see this. Because they're talking about how the FBI was working hand in hand with big tech company. And of course, Christopher Wray denies it.
Yes, Director Wray, we have established that the FBI and other federal agencies met weekly with executives from major social media companies, including Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Microsoft, LinkedIn, and Yahoo and Verizon. Were you involved in any of those meetings, yes or no?
I wasn't involved in the kind of meetings that you're talking about, or didn't participate, I guess, in meetings like that.
Okay. Are these meetings still occurring? And if so, how frequently?
Well, right now, as you may know, there is a preliminary injunction that's been entered.
Prior to the preliminary injunction, were these weekly meetings taking place?
I don't know if weekly meetings occurred, again, before the injunction, but certainly we've been, and we've been very open about this, engaged with social media.
Does the FBI intend to continue to have such meetings leading up to the 2024 election to police election-related speech?
Well, we're not going to be policing
That's what you previously did.
That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. So what was their business going to Twitter shutting the Hunter Biden story down?
Russia, Russia, Russia.
What was their business for doing that? Listen to this. She's very good. And she calls him out on everything. We need action.
I do not agree with that description.
Okay, well, here's what I would say. This committee has learned that the FBI acted to, quote, discredit leaked information about Hunter Biden before and after it was published, that, quote, Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive, and as if it were a subsidiary, and that, quote, a surprisingly high number are requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low follower accounts. Are you aware that that has been reported?
I am aware of some of what the committee has found in its report. But I will add that I'm not sure I agree with the findings.
But that's what we found.
Well, of course he wouldn't agree. How many of y'all think that he would agree? Because if he agreed to it, that means the FBI, he just acknowledged that the FBI was doing this criminal activity. His whole job is to go out there and deny any wrongdoings. Even if they get caught red-handed doing it, deny it. Deny it.
Director Wei, you and I both know that the federal government is forbidden from doing indirectly what it cannot do directly. In other words, neither you nor the FBI have any legal authority to circumvent the First Amendment by using a surrogate to do your dirty work. Yet that is exactly what you have been doing. The Bureau, under your watch, has been using proxies to violate the First Amendment.
Now, I have to stop it there. You heard what she, did you hear what she just said? The FBI used big tech companies as a proxy to hinder our First Amendment rights. How many of y'all, for those of y'all that have been watching Will Johnson, you've heard me say that multiple times. And some people ask me, what do you mean proxy? What do you mean? I'm so glad that she had this statement to say, because that's exactly what it is. And I've explained the proxy, the whole thing with proxy. Like right now, the United States of America is at war with Russia via the proxy Ukraine. The federal government, the FBI, was hindering freedom of speech via the proxy of the big tech companies. And I'm so glad that she's using it, the terminology as well.
Were you the person who gave the orders to use these social media companies to violate the First violate Americans' First Amendment rights?
Again, I don't agree with your description of our engagement with social media companies.
See, again. See, he did that through the entire. I don't agree with your description. Well, I don't agree with that characteristic. I don't agree. I don't see it that way. It's all true, but he's like, I just don't see it that way. I mean, that's the same thing with the Democrats. He is a Democrat. Don't get it wrong. Christopher Ray is a Democrat. He's a rhino, Republican in name only. Same thing as the Democrat. Of course, they don't see it that way. All this corruption that they're doing, they don't see any of it. They're happy to do the corruption because they see nothing wrong with it.
Who made the decision to use social media companies as a proxy to suppress the First Amendment rights of American citizens?
Because I don't believe that's what we did. I'm not sure there's anyone that would have made such a decision.
Do you really expect the American public to believe that you were not involved in the decisions related to using social media companies to suppress the First Amendment rights of American citizens?
I can't help what people will believe or not. I can only speak to what the facts are.
Was anyone ever fired or otherwise reprimanded for pursuing mass censorship? In other words, has anybody been held accountable for taking the actions that were described in the decision by the district court out of Louisiana?
Well, the district court's decision just came out on July 4th.
Has anybody been reprimanded or held accountable?
And at the moment, we have issued guidance to everyone in the organization who could be affected.
Now, what do y'all think he's going to say? Right. Well, this is, internal personnel matter. That's what he's going to end up saying. Internal personnel matter, because she's asking him who's been fired for going to the tech companies via the FBI to have the American people censored. Who's been fired? This is nothing new. This is nothing new. We've known about it for how long now? For what, 6 months? We knew about it before then. But I'm just trying to figure out how long, Elon Musk has been allowing people to have free speech on Twitter, or how long that the Twitter docs came out. How long ago was that? Was that about 6 months ago? So we've known all the time. So you mean to tell me that entire time, Christopher Wray has done nothing at his job to figure out who it was in the FBI? They know who it was. It's not like the cocaine. They know who it was. So they, all this time, no one has been fired. And that's what she's asking. But they don't want to fire anybody for hindering the American people's free speech. They want more of it.
How to follow that?
Has anyone been reprimanded?
I'm not going to speak to personnel matters.
See, there it is. There it is. I'm not going to speak to personnel matters. There it is. Do the corruption. We'll just say we're not going to speak about personnel matters. What?
Because we have not made any such determination at this stage.
Mr. Ray, I have some letters from Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul that were sent to you on April 20th and June 20th requesting a meeting to discuss the Weapons of Mass Destruction Directorate's work investigating the origins of SARS COVID-19. Your office has never responded to these letters. Do you intend to respond to Senators Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul to find out more information about the origin of COVID-19?
Well, to be honest with you, they're not going to probably respond to it, right? They're not going to respond. Because if they were going to respond, they would have responded already. Let me show you this next one here because, you know, I was going to try to get to some other stuff, but I want to share. I got some more I want to share with you. Did you know, and this is another clip that I played during my LFA. Did you know that leftist activists hacked, infiltrated a federal office, FBI office, and then they shared that information? Did y'all know that? How many of y'all knew that? Because it's like, it was when I first heard it in this hearing today, I'm like, how come that wasn't all over the news? You mean to tell me, and they know it was leftist activists that hacked the FBI. And what really ticks me off about all of this is that the freaking FBI, they're still defending and protecting the left. They're still doing it. So you see, this just proves that the left, they can do any criminal activity and even hack or attack the FBI, and the FBI will just look the other way. Oh, there's nothing to see here. Listen to this one, because I didn't even know this happened.
Authorization. Earlier this week, in denying a stay of its order, the federal court essentially said this isn't complicated. Follow the law as articulated by the United States Supreme Court in the area of the First Amendment. And that was it, as far as it was concerned. The Foreign Influence Task Force is not a predecessor's decision. You set that up, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you've known about the continuous interaction with social media companies. You've known about, I'm sure you know about the testimony of Agent Elvis Chan, correct?
I mean, I don't know everything he's testified to, but I'm aware that he was...
Can you read his testimony?
I've read parts of it, yes.
Okay. And that there were thousands of posts that were flagged to the social media companies. These meetings with social media continued across time on a periodic basis. And this court has found, and I understand where the point of disagreement is, I guess, at this stage, is, but I believe it's fairly common sense, that if you've got a constant, expectant suggestions from the FBI to social media companies with respect to social media posts, at some point in time it becomes a government decision or it becomes coercive in nature. That's what the courts preliminarily found. You all, that apparently is the line you decided to walk in setting this up. Today it's sort of striking that you come in and you sort of casually acknowledge that, among other things, that we did pass through, I think you said, information from the Ukrainian SBU to social media, as if it's normal.
Now, Shannon, this story is new as well. And the way I understand this story, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that the Ukrainian government reached out to the United States government, I guess the FBI, and asked them to censor information about what's coming out of Ukraine. Is that correct?
Yeah, out of the Ukraine war. Yeah, they don't want them to report anything that was making Ukraine look bad, you know, saying that they were losing the war, those type of things.
So that information was getting censored because apparently he's sitting there talking about it and the FBI agreed to do it. So if the FBI agreed to do it with the tech companies, that would explain. I did a video, I guess it was maybe last week, and I actually talked about Ukraine, probably going to flag it here. The FBI went to the big tech company and said, anyone talked about Ukraine, flag it, suppress it. You think that's the case, Shannon? Maybe I shouldn't be, so now I can't talk about Ukraine either? Not talking about all this other crazy stuff, right?
I mean, it'd be easy to assume that that is what happened because according to Mr. Bishop, that they complied with the request from another foreign, you know, foreign government, which they don't even have any jurisdiction to do that. I mean, what? It just works in the benefit of the Biden administration. That's why they did it. You know, and all this stuff comes out during this hearing, Will. And what did we say at the end of it? What's going to happen?
Nothing.
You know, and the Democrats. You know what?
I want to be optimistic here.
Okay, let's be optimistic.
I want to say that the Republicans are having these hearings and they're sharing all this information, getting it out there so that Christopher Wray and other ones can just, they're just putting the rope out there for him. Let me say it that way. I don't want to say the other way. Okay. They're just laying it out there for him.
But do you think that's, they're taking the bait?
I think so. Because
really? Okay.
I think so.
Because right? I was completely disappointed in the hearing as far as the information that we got from Christopher Wray.
And millions of other people want full on action. You want him to be hauled off in handcuffs. Yep. That's what it comes down to.
That right.
Anyone else agree? Anyone else agree? Can I get a thumbs up?
Going everywhere.
Can I get a thumbs up? Anyone else agree? Is that what you want? You wanted to see him hauled off in handcuffs? Because that would have been beautiful. Beautiful.
For the FBI to serve effectively as the agent of a foreign power, to help pull information out of circulation to which Americans otherwise would have access because the Foreign Intel Service doesn't like it. Now, those are my characterizations. I have tried to be a little bit more neutral in my language, and you can differ with them, but here's what I'm wondering. Why would you walk that fine line with respect to Americans' fundamental constitutional rights at scale, especially with knowledge of past abuses by the FBI like COINTELPRO? You said earlier that the FBI wasn't even concerned about disinformation per se, but the foreign origins of the information. Assuming so, how does that comport with Lamont versus Postmaster General?
Now listen to this, because this is something else that I was not aware of. And it makes complete sense. See, we're all adults. We are in a free society. And what he's getting ready to talk about is that if you, the American people, if you decided that you want to talk about propaganda, you have every right to do so. If you want to talk about certain things that happened in the year 2020, you should have every right to do so. You understand what I'm telling you? You should be able to have the right to talk about whatever. Listen to this, because I didn't even know this took place. Listen.
Well, I'm not going to try to engage on Supreme Court jurisprudence, but what I can tell you is that the...
Well, I mean, that's the point, though, Director Wray. And let me just ask you, do you know about that case? Do you know that case?
I've heard of the case.
All right in the heart of the Cold War, at the behest of an American plaintiff, a communist, by the way, Supreme Court said that Americans have a First Amendment right of access to information, even if it is propaganda originating abroad.
You hear that? Even if it is propaganda, you have every right to talk about it. But the FBI jumped in with the big tech company to say, oh, we need to now allow people to say to certain things. And they did it to cover up the truth. That's the reason why they did it, to cover up the truth. See, a lot of people, I didn't even know this. How many of y'all knew this? All of y'all are smart. Y'all already knew this. But I mean, this is crazy. And of course, Christopher Wray just tried to blow it off.
And in that case, the United States Postal Service could not interdict it. Do you know that, in essence?
Again, I'm not familiar with the holding of the case. I'd have to review it to be sure that that's a correct.
That seems to be the trouble. I keep wondering as I read all these revelations how that could be.
How could that be? That seems to be the trouble. He doesn't know. But he's still implementing tyranny from a tyrannical FBI. And that's exactly what it is. You become tyrannical when you hinder people's free speech. You become tyrannical. Now, listen to this about the leftist activist group. If you haven't hit the share button, no matter how you're watching this or listening to this, this is the time to hit it. Listen to what he says about these leftist activists targeting, basically attacking an FBI facility. Not physically, probably just a hack. Still, listen, you can't make it up.
Let me go to this. You know that the FBI engaged with the social media companies continuously warning them of hack and leak operations in 2020. Not 2018, by the way, but before the 2020 election. Lots of warnings about hack and leak. You're aware of that?
I'm aware that we gave them lots of information about intelligence that we were receiving from some of our intelligence.
At the time you were giving them those warnings, the FBI had had the Hunter Biden laptop for more than 9 months. And But of course, COINTELPRO itself was the mother of all hack and leak operations. Active leftist activists at the time broke into the FBI's office in Media, Pennsylvania, stole the files, gave them to the media, and newspapers published them.
I mean, how many people heard about this story? I was sitting there listening to that with my producer, and she goes, I never heard of that. As much as I'm looking at the news and paying attention, I don't see everything, but this should have been headline news on every single media outlet. Leftist activist group break into FBI facility. And then they shared the documents with the government state media. What? So have y'all heard this? Yes or no? I'm looking in the comments. Have y'all heard about this? Yes or no?
And, but of course, COINTELPRO itself was the mother of all hack and leak operations. Active leftist activists at the time broke into the FBI's office in Media, Pennsylvania, stole the files, gave them to the media, and newspapers published them. And you're bound to be aware of New York Times Company versus the United States, the Pentagon Papers case.
Yes.
That says that even if information has been stolen or inappropriately taken, that you can't get a prior restraint in almost any circumstance to prevent their being distributed. So how is it that your foreign influence task force is out warning of hack and leak operations to innocent, not involved in the hack, that would be criminal, but news or social media organizations where information may be circulated?
Well, first off, we're not engaging in any prior restraint. If I could finish, please.
Yeah, wow. And he's like, if I can finish, please, let me finish lying to you. Let me push a certain narrative because you're like hitting some really key points here. And he didn't even deny the fact that leftist activist group hacked into the FBI. And was it Philadelphia? Took the documents and they put them onto the government state media and they ran with the story. How come that wasn't all over the media? I mean, I'm looking in the comments and a lot of people say, no, I didn't even hear about that. I didn't even know. Why wasn't that? I didn't even see Fox News putting that out there. Is that information that they were suppressing? I mean, my goodness. So how many other agencies, FBI agencies throughout the country been hacked by leftist activist groups? How many? Just the one? How many is too many?
Second, there's no serious dispute that foreign adversaries have and continue to attempt to interfere in our elections and that they use social media to do it. President Trump himself in 2018 declared a national emergency to that very effect. And the Senate Intelligence Committee, in a bipartisan, overwhelmingly bipartisan way, by the way, not only found the same thing, but called for more information sharing between us and the social media.
I hear you, but it doesn't justify trampling the established First Amendment rights of Americans as the Supreme Court has declared them.
Yes. See, that's where all this comes in. That's where the problem comes into play. It doesn't give them the right to trample on our rights, but they don't care about our rights. They don't care about your freedoms. They don't care about the Constitution. They most definitely don't care that you love this country. All that is irrelevant. What all they concern about is preventing you from knowing the truth. Like you're not an adult. Like you can't handle about the whole
Russia
issue, right? You can't handle it. And they try to say, well, Hunter Biden was just a private citizen. Really? Really? He was making all of these deals with these other countries as if he was a U.S. agent. So where's the privacy come into play? He was on the plane with Joe Biden doing them. You remember Joe Biden said he didn't know what Hunter Biden hit? I don't know any business deals that he's doing. Apparently, that was a lie, too.
Whether or not, frankly, I agree with them or you agree with them. And I just don't, that's what I don't get. You come here and in the comments are sort of blasé answers. Accountability is always down the road. We never arrives. And I guess I'm joining the gang up, but what I'm concerned about, and I think Americans are concerned about, is they just never see it. I don't know of an answer other than to take an appropriation from you that's very significant.
Yes.
Or to do something to take your intel powers, yes, away and put them in another agency. I honestly want to know.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Something needs to be done. You can take it off. Something needs to be done. We need action. And again, I think the hearings, just be honest with you, just put it out there. I think the hearings, these hearings are out there so they can pretty much, you know, they're, you know, giving them a lot of rope. Probably too much rope, but they're giving them a lot of rope. Now, I hope that's the case. But typically what's happened in the past, they have these hearings and then it just hits the news cycle. Will Johnson talks about it. You'll talk about it. You hit the share. You'll share it. You know, people are like, oh, my goodness, it's so bad. He's lying. We know that he's lying. Like, again, it hits the news cycle and then something else happens. Squirrel. We look away. Something else happens. You remember there was a spy balloon going over the country? Something else happens. There was white powder in that White House. Something else happens. They have hearings. Yep, no one's talking about it. I saw a report right before I came on tonight that there was a hit and run in D.C. A hit and run in D.C. Got cops everywhere, right? So they got cameras everywhere in D.C. So they're probably going to find out who did the hit and run in D.C. But for some reason, with the most secure building on the planet, they can't find the cocaine person. And now they're trying to suggest that it was a construction worker. Listen to Jesse Waters as he's talking about this construction worker that the White House is saying that had the cocaine. But the Secret Service hasn't come out as of yet and said that, hey, this is the person that had it. And I think it's kind of obvious. It is obvious. The reason why they have yet to come out and say who had the cocaine.
We have a yellow bar stating cocaine, hydrochloride, MSG in the library.
So on day one, we were told the White House cocaine was in the library. Sounded like a game of Clue. But then that story changed three more times.
This was found in a cubby off of the lobby area of that Pathway Inn. Now the investigation has progressed, and so they're saying the West Executive Entrance, which, as you noted, is closer to the Situation Room.
Situation Room is not in use and has not been in use for months because it is currently under construction. The only people coming in and going out of the SIT room in this period have been workers who are getting it ready to go.
First it was the library, then it was in a little cubby locker in the West Wing, and then it was by the Situation Room. Then it was, well, the Situation Room's under construction, so it was probably some white construction worker. The story keeps changing. The blame keeps shifting. So, where was the coke? This should be the easiest part of the investigation, but nobody knows. Maybe that's the point, though.
Do you have any update on the investigation into the cocaine at the White House? The Secret Service indicated if they're closer to...
Yeah, I don't have any updates. As you know, as you just mentioned, Secret Service is under their purview. They are certainly investigating the situation. I just don't have anything updated. I would refer you to the Secret Service on that particular question.
But that's with everything. Right? That's everything. Unless it's about wokeism, then she doesn't have to refer you to anybody about wokeism. She'll even bring these Hollywood and, you know, these from these people from the sitcoms to talk about wokeism. She'll talk about that all day. But stuff that's actually important, I'm going to refer you to the Secret Service. I've never known for the Secret Service to have a spokesperson. Have you ever known that, Shannon? Does the Secret Service even have a spokesperson?
No, and she knows that. That's
so
why
when she says, I'm going to refer you to the Secret Service, So why won't does the media ever come out and say, so when did the Secret Service get a spokesperson? Aren't you the spokesperson for the White House? Shouldn't you know the ins and out about all of this?
Yeah, that's just her way of deflecting. We know that. That's the same thing with Department of Justice, the FBI. She always says, refer to them, knowing that they have nobody that reports directly or, you know, really give statements to the media.
Yeah, there's no spokesperson.
So they never get responses. And they've said this in the press corps.
Yeah, exactly.
If we're never going to find out where the coke was, how are we supposed to find out who brought it? Biden can lock in on Al-Qaeda's number two in a Jeep in Syria and throw a missile through his windshield. but we have no idea where the cocaine came from, in the most secure building in the world. So there's only three types of people we're looking at. The coke either came from somebody the Secret Service protects, like a family member, a White House staffer, or a construction worker. And the White House is trying to blame a construction worker. First of all, why would a construction worker bring coke to the White House in the first place? You do the coke after work. Why would he leave it there? And how did he get it in? When you go to the White House as a construction worker, you go through metal detectors, you empty everything out of your pockets. They make you empty everything. And then you get wanded down. And then they have dogs sniffing all over. And the same thing goes for White House staff. You're telling me a White House staff member brought white powder into the White House? White powder. Nobody's that dumb. Hey, let's bring some white powder near the president. No.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up. You cannot make it up. It's so bizarre to me. It's so bizarre. It's like the craziest thing ever. All right, so we're going to be here at the end. We didn't get, even get it. Put the chats up on the screen for me. I apologize. We didn't even get a chance. I do have some other stuff that I was going to flip over onto Rumble, but I mean, it's just all this information. It's just...
there's so much today.
There's so much. And you know what? I just barely scratched the surface of everything that is going on today and all the stuff that I want to share with you. I just barely scratched the surface.
But we do have some people to thank. Well, you have Andy on Rumble, which you already...
Thank you, Andy.
I'm sorry if you can hear my cat. Our studio cat.
Thank you, Andy.
Here. And then we have some Facebook stars. She's saying thank you to all of you.
Yeah.
We have Helen on Facebook, Randall, Rodney, Chuck, Ann, Michaels, Rachel, Joey, Pamela, Grace, and where's Mike?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. You know what? All of your blessings help me to keep moving forward and help me to continue. And I just want to say thank you so much. It really means a lot.
You can always go to the website too and donate if you don't feel comfortable donating on the platforms. You can go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate.
Absolutely. Go to my website. Can we put the website on the screen? That's not it there. Can we put the website on the screen real quick?
Hold on.
Okay, we're going to put it up on the screen really quick. UniteAmericaFirst.com, and y'all can go to my website. Do we have it yet?
No, because I have to do it different.
Or just put it in there. Just type it in there. Can you just type it there? UniteAmericaFirst.com. No? Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Awesome. God bless you, everybody. Thank you so much. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite1.
Unite1. Unite1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicle. The reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website. tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere there's a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not going to fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American made right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now. Get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy them from military personnel that you know. Go to tactilian.com/real and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. tactilian.com/real. You'll love it.